KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, Atlantic Activity Director and Assistant High School Principal Andrew Mitchell announced during Wednesday evening's school board meeting that the 1965 Trojan football team will be honored during the Atlantic versus Harlan matchup on September 20th. The team went undefeated during their 4 years in high school.
And we're going to do that at halftime of the game that night. This is the 125th year of Trojan football. We read a big announcement on and off, Steve did during the first home game. We're recognizing the 65 team. The next home game, then homecoming, and Mr. Barber came up with a pretty good idea. We're going to try the fourth home game as well. We're just trying to do different ways to celebrate our football alumni, and being that this is a kind of a special year at 125 years.
Yeah, that's kind of rough audio. Mitchell said they've already had some commitments from members of the 65 football team who do plan on attending that event. That's coming up again on September 20th. We'll have Trojan football for you Friday night, tomorrow night here on the radio, as Atlantic will be on the road at Clarinda. That'll be our broadcast game tomorrow evening with Chris Parks and Mike Smith. The Audubon Wheelers and the Exira EHK Spartans are set to compete on the football field Friday night, and the Audubon County Farm Bureau is going to be hosting a free tailgate. That event will be held at Chiz Jones Field in Audubon prior to the game from 6 to 6:45. The Audubon County Farm Bureau will be serving 200 pork burgers and 100 hot dogs until they're gone. It's a first-come, first-served event. A free will donation is optional. All the proceeds will be donated to the Audubon Sports Boosters from that event tomorrow evening. Well, twin brothers Landon and Levi Paulson will start on the Iowa offensive line in their final game against Iowa State. Landon says they did not know much about the rivalry until their older sister joined the Hawkeye marching band.
Then when we did get to Iowa, that was when it was like, man, this is an incredible rivalry. Like, there's not many states in the country that don't have an NFL team and have a rivalry like this. You know, so it's really, really special.
Linebacker Nick Neiman says the Hawkeyes are trying to ignore everything surrounding the game.
Pretty cool for game day to be going there, but, you know, we're really not trying to pay too much attention to all that noise on the outside. We're just trying to focus on playing good football and come out winning.
Junior wide receiver Amir Smith-Marset expects another close game. 2 years ago, he caught the winning touchdown pass in the Hawkeyes' 44-41 overtime win in Ames.
You know, luckily in overtime, you know, I was able to, you know, run the out route and, you know, win the game. You know, it's just, I remember a loud atmosphere, a close game, and, you know, us coming out on top and, you know, bringing the Cy-Hawk trophy back, you know, back home.
Iowa linebacker Jimon Colbert says the Cyclone offense will be a tougher challenge with Brock Purdy under center.
He's a great quarterback. He leads their offense. He makes a lot of great decisions. And we're expecting him to come in not trying to make a lot of mistakes, and we got to account for that. So we just got to make sure we're in the right spots and reading, reacting, and just trying to make plays.
Well, the build-up to Saturday's game is bigger than it's been in years, and the teams meet in Jack Trice Stadium Saturday. Cyclone quarterback Brock Purdy says the presence of College game day will give the series added national exposure.
It's pretty sweet and exciting. You know, everyone's worked hard to get to, you know, where we're at culturally with the program, and Coach Campbell's done a great job with that. And, you know, we're really excited for this whole season as a whole. And, you know, this game Saturday will be a fun one, and, you know, we're excited.
Cyclones need to solve the Iowa defense to snap a four-game skid in that series. A year ago, the Cyclones scored only 3 points in a loss in Iowa City.
They're a great defense. They're detailed in everything that they do. So, I mean, we just got to be detailed in what we do and, you know, not try to have too many penalties and shoot ourselves in the foot and things like that. So we're just going to play our game, focus on ourselves, and I think you know, that way we can be successful.
Defensive tackle Ray Lima says the players aren't focused on the hoopla surrounding the game.
Whoever's in these walls is really what matters for us, so anything that's happening outside, you know, I really think it's cool for the school, cool for our fans, you know, I know they deserve it, so we're really just focusing on us.
ISU linebacker Mike Rose says they're prepared for the physical challenge the Hawkeyes bring.
Especially playing in the Big 12 for most of your games, you know, having two receivers out all the time on your side, just stuff like that. But, you know, we see stuff like this, we work on it in camp. Like, really, it's not, at the end of the day, it's just football.
We'll have that game for you Saturday here on the radio. Iowa, Iowa State from Ames. 1 o'clock here on the Hawkeye Network is the pregame start time. 3 o'clock is the scheduled kickoff. You can hear more from Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz tonight. Hawk Talk with Kirk Ferentz comes your way at 6:30 this evening here on the radio. In NFL news, wide receiver Antonio Brown went through his first practice with the New England Patriots yesterday. Brown wore a jersey number 1 and a visor with his helmet while going through warm-up drills with teams during the small portion of practice that was open to the media. He's worn number 84 throughout his previous 9 NFL seasons, but that number is currently being worn by Patriots tight end Ben Watson. Wednesday's workout was held one day after Brown's former trainer filed a civil lawsuit in Florida, accusing him of sexually assaulting her on 3 occasions. Brittany Taylor filed the suit and says she'll cooperate with the NFL and any other agencies. Patriots coach Bill Belichick denied comments on additional questions about Brown, other than to say the team takes the allegations very seriously. Belichick also sidestepped questions about Brown's status for Sunday's game in Miami. Brown has denied all the allegations through his attorney. Well, Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green has started running for the first time since injuring his ankle during the opening practice of training camp, an indication that he's healing quickly from surgery. Green was out of his protective boot for the first time since that injury. Jets wide receiver Quincy Inunwa will be sidelined for the rest of the season after suffering a neck injury for the second time in 3 seasons. Inunwa was injured during the first half of New York's loss to Buffalo on Sunday. Rookie defensive end Nick Bosa was not practicing as the 49ers began 3 days of workouts at Youngstown State. The number 2 overall pick from Ohio State missed the entire preseason with a high ankle sprain, but played 39 total snaps and had a sack Sunday. 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan will update Bosa's status following the conclusion of their outdoor practices. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Ian Desmond's 6th-inning home run broke a 1-1 deadlock in the Rockies' second straight 2-1 win over the Cardinals. Tony Walters tied it with an RBI double, and Antonio Senzatella held St. Louis to a run and 4 hits over 6 innings, including Paul Goldschmidt's RBI double in the third. The Redbirds still lead the National League Central by 4 games over the Cubs and the Brewers. Milwaukee was a 7-5 winner over Miami. Mets beat Arizona 9-0, Atlanta over Philadelphia 3-1, Pittsburgh over San Francisco 6-3, San Diego shut out Chicago 4-0 in the other National League games. In the American League, Jorge Soler smacked a pair of 2-run homers while tying a career high with 4 hits in the Royals' 8-6 win over the White Sox. Soler has 43 homers this season, 2 behind AL's leader Mike Trout of the Angels. Adalberto Mondesi, Bubba Starling, and Ryan O'Hearn also connected as Kansas City beat Chicago for the 5th time in 6 games. Elsewhere in the AL, Toronto beat Boston 8-0, Oakland over Houston 5-3, Cleveland beat LA 4-3, Texas over Tampa Bay 10-9. Tigers and Yankees were rained out in Detroit. That game has been rescheduled as part of a doubleheader this afternoon. In interleague play, Baltimore beat the LA Dodgers 7-3, Washington over Minnesota 6-2, Seattle beat Cincinnati by a 5-3 final. Well, the New York Times says Justify won the 2018 Triple Crown after a failed post-race drug test at a California track that could have kept the horse out of the Kentucky Derby. The newspaper reported Wednesday that the Bob Baffert-trained colt tested positive for a drug after winning the Santa Anita Derby, one of the final prep races for the Kentucky Derby. The Times said instead of a speedy disqualification, the California Horse Racing Board took more than a month to confirm those results. The NCAA Board of Governors wants California Governor Gavin Newsom to reject a new attempt to pay college athletes. State lawmakers have sent the governor a bill to allow athletes at California colleges to hire agents and sign endorsement deals. The legislation is known as the Fair Pay to Play Act and would allow college athletes to be paid for the use of their names, likenesses, and images. It would stop universities and the NCAA from banning athletes that take the money. However, the NCAA board warned that California schools may be declared ineligible for NCAA competition if that bill becomes law because they would have an unfair recruiting advantage. Newsom has not said whether he will sign that bill. And Rory McIlroy has been voted PGA Tour Player of the Year over Brooks Koepka after posting the most top 10 finishes and winning the FedEx Cup. It's the third time McIlroy has won the Jack Nicklaus Award and the first without having won a major. McIlroy had 3 victories among his tour best 14 finishes in the top 10, including the Players' Championship. He also won the Canadian Open and the Tour Championship, giving him the FedEx Cup for the second time. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.